jerk. There was a new tubular steel gate, and she'd almost driven into it. One of the home park tenants trying to impress. A ewe with a tatty coat and mucky behind nuzzled up to her as she got out of the car to open the gate. The ewe was fat. They didn't lamb up here until the end of April. The steel of the latch was so cold that it seemed to freeze her fingers. The track was worse than she remembered, pitted by frost. She drove slower than walking pace with two wheels on the verge. Still, the exhaust bumped against a rock. A mile on, she realised she had taken the wrong track through the forest. She should have come out from the trees into open countryside, should by now have reached the ford. Instead, she was on a sandy path, not so uneven but very narrow. On either side, conifers blocked out the evening light. She drove on, hoping for a place to turn, but the track divided into a footpath, the trees meeting over her head. She had to reverse back to where the track forked. Branches scraped against the paintwork with the noise of chalk on a wet blackboard. The bumper hit a stone bank hidden by undergrowth. She pushed the gear into first and moved forward with a jerk before reversing again. When she reached the main track, it was almost dark and she was shaking. At the ford, she stopped the car and got out to test its depth. 5 years ago, a student on his way back to Bakey's after a night in the pub had drowned, his car turned over by the force of the flash flood. The car headlights reflected from the surface, making it impossible to gauge the depth. It had been a dry spring, so she decided to risk it. The water steamed and hissed as it hit the hot engine, but she pulled out easily enough on the other side. The track was blocked again by a gate, this time of wood. It was too dark to read, but she knew there was a sign. Access to Blacklaw Farm and Bakey's Cottage only. She left the engine running while she opened the gate. The car was parked on a slope, so the headlights shone up at an angle onto the open hillside. A movement must have caught her attention, because she looked up and saw, caught in the beam, the silhouette of a figure, dressed for walking in a Gore-Tex jacket and hood. There was a flash of reflected light, and she guessed he was carrying binoculars or a camera. She was certain it was a man, though the figure was too far away to tell. He turned and disappeared into the gloom. She had the unpleasant sense that she had been watched for some time. As she drove the last half mile to the cottage, she wondered who could be foolish enough to be out on the hill with so little light left. Rachel decided not to call at the farm. It upset Dougie to be disturbed without warning. Bella would hear the car and come down to the cottage when Dougie was asleep if she got the chance. There was a light in the farmhouse kitchen, but the curtains were drawn. The dogs barked loudly and chased from a barn into the yard. The noise seemed to echo round the hills, and Rachel thought, "That's good. She'll not miss that wherever she is." Then she saw the light upstairs and thought Bella was probably settling down for the night. She drove on through the yard, which was scraped and clean. Bakey's cottage was at the end of the track with a view of the valley, surrounded by trees which had been planted over the years to give some shelter from the wind. The key was where it always was, under an ornamental chimney pot near the back door. Inside, she groped for the light switch. The house smelled damp, but she knew it was clean. She had come in November, after the last of the students, to scrub it out. Bella had arrived with a couple of bottles of homemade wine, and they'd made a day of it. They'd ended up in the farmhouse drinking Dougie's whiskey. She slept in the guest room, Neville's room, as Bella called it. Though, as far as she knew, Neville hadn't been there for years, and had woken with the worst hangover of her life. It was the only time she'd ever slept in the farmhouse. Rachel switched on the colour gas cylinder outside, then went into the kitchen.